A quorum has been established. The Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 23rd day, Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. The Senate...
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and being approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The reading is approved. Introduction of guests. The senator from Boone County was first on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today with us on your left and my right, we have a number of special guests. First of all, Scott and Mindy Hovis are here. They are from Jeff City with their son, Hunter, who I will quickly ask to be made a page for the day.
Senator, the man that the statue is out in front is Thomas Jefferson. The Hovises may be from Jefferson City.
Excuse me, I apologize.
You don't want to teach the young page of the day bad habits.
I apologize, Mr. President. And they're, as well as Hunter's grandparents, Carol and Mike Branderson, who are from Columbia and who are constituents of mine. So I would ask, number one, that they, and they're here today advocating on Dyslexia Hill Day, I would ask, number one, that they be made welcome in the Senate, and two, for Hunter to be made a page for the day with compensation from his father.
Hunter will be made a page for the day with compensation paid for by the senator from Boone County. Would the chamber please welcome these guests from the senator of the 6th District from Cole as well as the senator from Boone to the Senate chambers today. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 4th District.
Mr. President, I have introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I would like to welcome today Nicholas Morgan, who is from New York City, and he is participating in the Cora Fellow program, and he's going to shadow me today. So I would like the body to make him feel welcome. Nicholas.
Let's make these guests feel welcome in the chamber today. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 14th district was the most audible I heard.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I appreciate you recognizing that. I would like to introduce some special guests as well, as possible.
Proceed.
I have a couple guests. I would like to introduce Ms. Sharon Barr from University City, as well as Shelley Mullins. Also a very special guest of mine, Ms. Ava Schreer, and she is the granddaughter of Sharon, and they both live in my municipality back home in University City. And I would like to ask for Ava to be considered as a page today in the Senate, and her conversation would be taken care of by the Lieutenant Governor, I'm hearing. But I also like to introduce a choral fellow of mine. His name is Jamie Nigri. And a little bit about Jamie. He graduated with a degree in political science from Tufts University. He's also serving as a choral fellow in St. Louis. He's hoping to run for political elected office one day, and he'll be shadowing me. So could we all welcome my special guest in the Senate?
Let's welcome all of these guests from the Senate of the 14th, as well as the page for the day to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and my right, sitting on the bench on the side, is a woman named Linda Furman. Linda is here with the AFSP, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. She and I have been working together for years on some of the legislation that has passed here. She is a strong advocate for helping prevent suicide, and I'm so proud to have her here today. She's actually a constituent of the senator from the 2nd District. She lives in Cottleville, Missouri. So if you join me in welcoming Linda Furman to the Senate.
Let's welcome Linda to the Missouri Senate chamber today. Senator from the 5th District.
Introduction of special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to my right and to your left, I have with me Barbara Taylor. She's a graduate with a degree in peace and conflict studies and has studied issues affecting the ignored population through travels in Israel and Pakistan and across the Central American, and she's now living in St. Louis. Barbara is here with the Coral Fellows State Government Affairs this week. She is my Coral Fellow shadow, and I would like for each and every one of you to make her feel welcome, Mr. President. Barb aims, I call her Barb, Barb aims to gain a deeper understanding of different relationships and styles. And I am excited to have her here with us today. So again, please join me in making Barbara feel welcome here in the chamber. Thank you.
Let's welcome Barbara to the Missouri Senate Chamber today. Senator from the 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left today, I want to introduce two of my constituents, Mr. Roy Sykes and Mrs. Peggy Whalen. If they could stand, they are also here to advocate on behalf of suicide awareness and prevention. This is a great issue that we're all trying to bring more awareness to because it is a preventable it's a preventable incident and tragedy. So if the chamber could please join me in welcoming to the chamber.
Let's both welcome the guests of the Senate from the 23rd to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Dallas.
To introduce special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right and my left, seated over here, I have some constituents here today. I have Karen and Charlie Stokes from Hickory County, and they are here advocating for dyslexia issues today. And also my husband, John Crawford, is seated over there also. He's here representing the Missouri Cattlemen and Farm Bureau on ag issues today. So if you'll please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these guests from the Senator from Dallas County. Senator from Newton. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and my right, we have Lisa Bechtolt and Daniel Bechtolt from Neosho that are up here today supporting our efforts for dealing with dyslexia. I'd like the body to please give them a warm hand and make them feel welcome. Thank you.
Let's welcome the guests from Newton County to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Introduce special guest.
Proceed.
It's an honor to introduce a special guest. On my right and your left, Cassidy Schwartz from Munster, Indiana, a graduate of Emory University with degrees in climate environmental science and international studies. Please welcome Cassidy to the Senate.
Let's welcome these folks from Cape Girardeau County to the Senate today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Butler.
I need to inquire the senator from San Francois.
The senator from St. Francis County, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, it's great to see all the constituents up here of all of our colleagues. I love it when citizens come up. And I know we're going to have some committee meetings here in a little bit. Obviously,
it's
we have
a great day to have a lot of folks come up to see government at work and see the Just a chance to visit with them on this level.
That's right. You know, I love having committee meetings where citizens can come up and testify on bills that may be of importance to them. And I know we have some committees coming up here in a little bit, so they're not going to be very long. However, I do have to ask you a question.
Sure.
Last night, I was down in the center from the 7th in his Emergency Preparedness, Disaster Preparedness Committee, which he is doing a really good job running. And when I left, your bill was on the floor. And I need to know what transpired.
Well, it was a very frustrating evening last night. We were in the midst of the debate. We were going forward with the bill. Some folks had some political fundraisers to get to. We had some folks that had the meetings going on. We did have a weather issue. Several concerns were brought forward, but I really felt like this bill was important. It's a comprehensive bill on workforce development. I felt like we were making progress. We had some good amendments out there that made it a better bill. We were close to, I feel like, the bill being ready to be perfected. But it was held up.
Did you lay your bill over voluntarily?
What's that?
Did you lay your bill over voluntarily?
I did not. There was a ruse created so that an amendment was thrown out there, which obviously would be given call for point of order. And then the point of order was referred to the pro tem. The pro tem still has that point of order in his
hands. He's going to rule on it here in a little bit or something, maybe.
I would like to think he'll rule on it this morning, and we can get... I'd like to see us get going back on the bill this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to inquire the senator from Franklin here in a little bit. That way he knows not to leave here in a minute. That way he won't waste any more time for committees.
But I do want the body to know, though, in considering the weather issue, but in considering the fact that we need to get legislation done, especially when it's been impeded as it was, that I was willing to lay the bill over.
That's my question. I was going to ask you if you were asked to lay your bill over.
I was asked.
Okay. And what was your response?
I said, give me time to consider that. But then as we got to looking at the weather forecast, I felt like maybe it wasn't the best interest of the body to lay it over. But my request was to have a chance to bring the bill up first time bills come to the floor. That should have been a courtesy granted to me. It was denied.
Yeah.
Mm. And so...
That's sad. That, you know, that's been done numerous times in the Senate. You know, is this your seventh year? You're 7 years up here.
Seven years in the Senate.
You know, I've never, in my 7 years, I really never seen that tactic deployed. And, you know, the senator sitting here listening to us needs to understand next time it may happen to you. And it may not be in the same manner, but it could happen to you. So here in the Senate, you know, we have autonomy here as senators. So you were willing to play ball. You were willing to lay your bill over for those who want to get to a political event.
I made that very clear.
And the fact it may snow, because it wasn't snowing at the time your bill was laid over. And the reason why I know that, because I stepped outside for a second. It wasn't snowing at that time. When I found out that your bill had been taken away from you and the floor had been taken away from you. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody in the chamber and those that's listening, that you were willing to lay your bill over. All you asked was to bring it back up at a later time, which would be the day at 2
Correct.
O'clock.
And I think that would have been the proper procedure and how to handle the bill and deal with the issue and get it passed and go forward. And right now, the actual decision is in the pro tem's hand. He can rule on the point of order, bring the bill back to the floor, and we can proceed. So that's what I'm asking. I think that's what the consideration should be.
All right. I'm done with you right now.
Oh, thank you, Senator.
Mr. President. Well, we need to get on to committees here,
Senator,
Mr. President.
Senator from Butler.
Need to inquire the Senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin County. Okay. Senator from Franklin, do you yield to an inquiry? From the Senator of Butler County.
Sorry, Mr. President. Yes, I do.
So. Proceed. He does proceed.
Now, we got to kind of make this kind of fast because, you know, I'm big on committees. Not a lot of committees, you know, but I'm big on committees.
That's right.
And constituents have an opportunity to come up here and testify on bills, especially folks to take off the day of work and be able to testify on their bills and have the time to be heard. You know, members, our constituents of mine drive 4, 5, 6 hours, spend the night, take off the day of work, come up here, only to find out that maybe we have 15% of the committee members in there or something, or 20, because we're moving around. But that's still not my question for you. The question I have for you, when are you going to rule on that point of order?
What's that?
The point of order. When are you going to rule on the point of order that was called on the senator from the 3rd last night? When are you going to rule on that? You ruling on that today?
I will have to. I haven't determined that exactly.
Okay.
What
I wish you would determine that between now and 2, if you could for me. I'd appreciate it.
Okay. I'll have that conversation,
Inquire me back and let me know or something.
Okay.
Because right now, we need to go to committee.
Yes.
We need to move on.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm getting ready to remove this.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
The order of business is introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 7th.
President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
I had to go.
Senator, your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care to explain your concurrent resolution?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we've had numerous conversations in this chamber and in the General Assembly about the Article 5 process. The Article 5 process was put in the Constitution so that if the states wanted to come together and have 34 states agree on a single subject matter, they could have a convention to propose amendments to the Constitution. There's a lot of uncertainty around that. It's never been done before. And a group of legislators from across the state, numbering a total of 45 states over a four-year period, got together. We dubbed ourselves the Assembly of State Legislatures, myself, the senator from Cape, the senator from Cass, and a few House members participated in this process, and we got to a compromise that we created what would be rules for a convention. Now, it's not particular to a subject, but it is the structure itself that the convention would operate under. This resolution would simply have the state of Missouri, if in the event an Article 5 convention were to be called, the state of Missouri would support adoption of the rules created and drafted at the Assembly of State Legislatures, for the simple reason that it took a bipartisan group 4 years and over six different conventions itself to create the rules. These rules are now written and in place. I believe that it would save time if an Article 5 convention were ever called to have these rules ready to go, as opposed to re-adjudicating all of the rules, which would just delay the convention process. So I'm going to hopefully bring this before the body and get it adopted, so that way, in the event of an Article 5 convention, rules would be in place to govern that convention. Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th again.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. The page of the day is doing an excellent job, as are both pages.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 412, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to vacant nuisance properties in certain cities.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Barry County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one last bill.
For today.
Send your one last bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the very last bill from the Senator of Barry County.
Senate Bill number 413, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to pharmacy benefits.
Senator, would you care to explain your very last bill?
Yes, I should take this opportunity to explain it thoroughly. This is a great pharmacy bill.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills, the senator from Jefferson County.
Mr. President, I have one last bill today.
Please send your bill forward for today's last bill. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the senator from Jefferson's very last bill of the day.
Senate Bill number 414, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to innovations in health insurance.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole County.
I have two bills, Mr. President.
Please send your two bills forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the Senator from Cole's first bill.
Senate Bill number 415, introduced by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to hospital inspections.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 417, introduced by Senator Bernsketter.
Introduction of bills. Senate Bill number 416, introduced by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to working animals. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Newton County.
Two bills to send forward.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is necessary for either, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 417, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to the reporting of health insurance expenditures.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 418, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to the distribution of income or principal from one trust to another trust.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the Kingdom of Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill number 419, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to training facilities.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 420, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to out-of-state abortion referrals.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
One bill.
Please send your one bill forward.
No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 421, introduced by Senator Whelan, Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the office of adjutant general.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire from the secretary if there are messages from the governor? If so, I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the governor. They shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
Those shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.